Ticket. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Yeah, it's your birthday.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
It's a ticket for Rip.
All right, 3 o'clock. There's your Wednesday. Here is Mino.
Thank you, Bob. Tito's Handmade Vodka and A1 Locksmith brings you not Dan, I think it's Jake today.
That's right, Mino. Thank you. And joining us now from parts unknown, it is the Hardline, Mike Reiner, Corby Davidson. Mike, do you read me over?
Mike? Whoa. Corby.
Reiner.
Mr. Dan.
Corby.
Read you loud and clear. Interrogative. Do you copy? Over.
I do. Where might the day find you?
The day is finding us out here at Trinity Fireside, where they're getting fired up for their first annual Trinity Fireside Fest.
Well, they sell fire, or what's the story here?
Yeah, they sell fire. They sell fire.
If you enjoy fire, you'll enjoy Trinity Fireside. But today they have food trucks, beer and wine, a whiskey bar. Matter of fact, they just dropped off a bottle of Woodford Reserve.
You drink too much?
Yeah, all sorts of stuff going on out here. So come on out.
The Ultimate Burger Showdown is coming down here.
Yep.
Sonny Sweeney.
You know, you said...
Country Sensation is going to be performing.
You say
as
it's
well
a...
As well as the usual array of raffle prizes. And, of course, Marty Turco will be on
here. All right.
And it all benefits the Dallas Stars Foundation.
All right. Excellent. See, I wish
and
Dan were here.
Amazing deals on Trinity fireplaces, fire pits, and smokers. Just in time to torch it up for the holidays.
I'd like to... It seems like a perfect day and remote to have Dan go out and try to start a fire, which I still contend, much like the idea that Norm can't throw a football 35 yards in the air, Dan can't do.
You're not going to get much pushback from me on either of these matters.
Have you heard that thread, Corby?
Yeah, I have.
Corby?
Like, can you even try to imagine what it would look like? Is he doing, like, a punt, pass, and kick thing where he kind of runs into it? Or is he setting his feet like he's a five-step drop?
He's got to do it all arm, probably, right?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What, to start a fire?
Norm says he can throw a football 35 yards in the air.
So Mahomes, if he throws just using his arm, not turning his hips or anything like that.
Doing the Dak shuffle?
Yeah, what if we see Norm doing that before the...
Just like a dart. 35 yards seems like the outer range of Pat Mahomes. Do you think Norm and Pat Mahomes have similar arm strength?
Mahomes could do a split and throw it 35 yards.
I don't think that Norm can throw it 10 yards.
That's what I said. I said it's not going 10 yards.
Mahomes could throw it 35 yards with his left hand.
The over-under, Corby, I don't know if you heard this. Vegas set it at 6 for him to stand at one goal line. And how many tosses would it take for him to throw the ball past the other goal line?
Oh, okay.
And the ball can even stop rolling.
Oh, so it can... You can let it roll?
We've decided to alter things.
In this one, yeah, because I figure...
Because it might start rolling back, you know? It's a football.
Yeah, and if you bomb something like 50 yards with some velocity on it, it might roll for 10. But Norm's throw might roll for a half yard.
Does he have someone to pick up the ball, or does he have to bend over and pick it up himself?
Yeah, he has to pick it up, yeah. Sure.
That's the problem.
Unassisted.
Oh, wait a minute. That's
called a drop third strike.
Yeah, that's called.
Yes.
All right, this is November 13th.
Like, if it was a soccer ball, I could just roll it, and it would just keep rolling. But footballs don't go that way.
It's 317th day of the year. We have but 48 of these old flapajama, old mamajamas left. Oh, Louisiana.
Come to the manor, young Louisiana. Dum dum the mamma, flap a mamma jamma.
Flap a mamma jamma might be the best part.
California, 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 California.
I'm not going to go to California. California, gonna go to California.
I don't understand the language he's using at the very beginning there. Acapulco.
It's what they use.
I'm not going to go to...
On this date in 1947, The Reds. The Soviet Union completes development of the AK-47, one of the first proper assault rifles. So it was a good day as you use your AK.
Didn't even have to, which is the best way to decide whether your day was good or not, you know?
I kind of like to fire an AK.
I have to use my AK.
And just think, Andrei Kirilenko would never have had a nickname.
Dude, such an underrated career.
Totally.
That guy was a badass. And I bet he smoked.
No doubt.
Of course he did.
What do you think he's doing today?
All Russians do.
Probably smoking. Carrying out hits for Putin.
It's a little harsh. Why can't he just be playing a little horse?
On this date in 1982, Ray Mancini defeats Dooku Kim in a boxing match in Las Vegas. Kim's subsequent death 4 days later leads to significant changes in the sport.
Like what?
Like what? Can't hit him in the head no more?
I don't really have any more reports.
No, I think if you were to say what was the biggest
change. Knives in your gloves.
Now, I'm not coming from a position of authority here. I'm just speculating. I think they just don't have 15-round fights anymore, right?
Is that it?
I think Dooku Kim and Ray Mancini was a 15-rounder, and I'm not saying that was the last 15-rounder, but that started the movement to make the maximum 12 rounds.
This really rocked my world as a young sports enthusiast.
Same.
Man.
How big was he? What weight are we talking?
150-something?
Yeah, they weren't huge. Oh, here it is. Okay. For decades, from the 20s to 1980s, world championship matches in professional boxing were 15 rounds, but that changed on November 13th, 1982, when Dooku Kim... Okay. Lucky guess.
Maybe he was just soft.
Was it?
Yeah, maybe he was. This rocked your world, huh?
Now, this is nothing like...
Was it a lucky guess?
Well, you think I researched this before today?
Oh, look what we found here.
I think it just existed somewhere in the big sports brain of Bob. He just accessed it.
It might have been back there where we don't speak of those things very often, but far from the Jack Johnson 100-round fights, Mike, that you used to tell us about.
200s, eh?
When boxing was real. This didn't even move the needle.
Ray Mancini, 5'5", 140.
Like ham.
Is that lightweight?
It's like Grubbs.
He got killed by ham.
Anti private eye.
5'5".
Dooku Kim, 5'6", 134.
I wonder how big he is now.
5'6", 4.
It's like a couple of teenage girls fighting.
All right, in
5'6".
Birthdays at the cloud, four. Cumulus birthdays. Don't have an age, but today is the birthday of Smokey Rivers.
Smokey!
Who flies his craft mere feet from here. Well, I don't know.
Leaving the company?
No. But, Dad, it's Smokey.
But, hell, I don't know. I'd be the last to know.
A couple P1 birthdays. Happy Dirty 30 to my bandmate and huge P1, Jesse Thompson of Levi Cobb and the Big Smoke. Request for line 4 guy joke or what's in Norm's underwear. We have equal leader love for the old gray wolf. Pick of me and some friends. I'm on the right. That is from Poppy. So happy birthday, Jesse. Dealer's choice.
Great Poppy Xander.
We can do a joke or we can do Norm's underwear. I don't really care.
Let's do Norm's underwear and hedge our bets that the joke request will come here in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my underwear.
I don't know, Norm, what?
A significant hole.
Buenos tardes, sports Fuhrer. Today's my 48th birthday. My leaders are L4G and the Cobra. Pick is attached. Drop request. Can I get Under the Bridge featuring Grooves with special guest vocalist Danny Bayless or a line 4 guy joke? So yet again, we find ourselves in the Matrix.
Oh my gosh.
That's from Derek King.
Do we delay the inevitable?
No, I feel like we're building this up too much. So let's do Danny and Under the Bridge.
I'm the man who's in California. California, gotta go to California.
I'm the man who's in Louisiana. I'm the man who's in Mamma Jamma.
I'm the new man who's in California. California, gotta go to California.
That's so good.
Oh, no, don't. Got a solo.
Hear the Bengals.
All right, and one more from a P1. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I would like to wish myself a happy 34th birthday today. It's from Trey Bigger. Let's be great. Let's be great. Eat 'em up, cats. Leaders are Dan, Jubb, and Chappie's life hacks like the hotel breakfast and a free water cup full of tea. Now, this is interesting. His drop request would like to hear the Salina homer call from last year as the Bobcats are making a playoff run. P.S., hopefully L4G gets to tell a good joke today.
No, wow.
No one gave him any chance, even in the first week, and they didn't. They weren't given a chance, and so they have a lot to be proud of for responding the way they did. And you know what? If Argyle goes on and becomes the state champion, one bad call, and you can say, well, we should have beat the state champion. So. And they have a chance to do that.
Yeah, they do. Roy, I want to thank our sponsors. Also let you know President Bush passed away.
Oh.
Never not funny.
Oh, never darn it. Not funny. But now what do we do in this situation regarding the joke?
I say we let me tell it.
Okay. Know? Now, keep in mind, he said you get to tell a good joke today.
Oh.
So the pressure's on.
Oh.
Dig into the special bin.
I think they're all good. Uh-oh. Line, poor guy. You be you.
So do I. I'm just reiterating.
Okay. Well, let's see about this one. Little Johnny attended a horse auction with his father. Okay. He watches his father move from horse to horse, running his hands up and down the horse's legs and rump and chest. And after a few minutes, Johnny asked, "Dad, why are you doing that?" And his father replied, "Because when I'm buying horses, I have to make sure that they are healthy and in good shape before I buy." Well, little Johnny, looking worried, said, "Dad, I think the UPS guy wants to buy Mom."
Hi-yo!
Hey-ho!
Like evergreen.
Because...
So, wait a minute.
All right, a couple sports birthdays here. This says Ron Artest is 40. I know him as Meta World Peace.
Dancing with the Stars.
Season.
You guys didn't tell us Tony was out there.
13.
We just felt you could sense his presence.
Jesus, Tony.
12th place. Tony. And the originator of the drop.
Like the drop?
Yeah, that Mino did. That was Ron Artest's birthday.
Oh, the dancing with the da-da-da-da-da drop.
Jesus, Tony.
No, not that one. Do you have the Sandwich Emporium spreadsheet with you today? I feel like I need to ask every single time now.
The what?
Your Subway spreadsheet.
That's this weekend, remember? I'm going to look for it this weekend.
Oh, good. That's right.
Listen to Work in Progress Sunday morning. We'll have them on.
34 years old today, and I shan't think about how he will be celebrating Michael Bennett. So, call that Frisco FD.
Burning a birthday cake in the locker room.
with a flag logo on it.
He did not practice today because he's celebrating his birthday.
How interested in it?
Yep.
How interested would you be in like a documentary series on his life? Just what he does day to day.
Would watch.
Not one on the brothers Bennett all together.
Okay. I'm in.
Also 34 today, Asdrubal Cabrera. Always trip that name up.
A former Ranger great.
Asdrubal.
Last seen celebrating the World Series.
Boy, you promised me great things, Mike, and you let me down again.
I promised you no such thing.
And one more, 56 years old today. He's the best quarterback in the American Football Conference Eastern Division.
He's the best quarterback in the American Football Conference.
Vinny Testaverde.
Eastern Division.
Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde.
Testaverde. So
yeah, Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde. Yeah. Vinny Testaverde. He's the best quarterback in the American Football Conference. Eastern Division. Makes every throw. Makes unfrozen rose. Vinny Testaverde. Yeah.
And now.
Is that the first time Frozen Rope has ever been in a lyric?
Yeah.
It's Mike.
Yeah.
With platinum level membership.
That's right. We're going big today because today is the birthday of Mark Davis.
Make it big.
Whoa.
Is this me?
Make it big.
I just thought Michael I'd Walling. Let you know. Michael Walling. How do I know him?
Big P. Long time.
Yeah, good dude.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, good dude. Russ Pate, having a birthday today.
Russ Pate.
And today's feature birthday. Happy birthday to the chief, David Kunkel.
Oh, well, I thought it was Rob Chickering.
Yeah, me too. We just did that one, though.
No, the number one cop, that kind of chief.
Okay.
Do you like your job?
Okay.
Happy birthday, chief. We love you.
Five. Well, that
all right, let's do a couple spares. We're a killer swinging a hammer.
Somebody go!
He's managing.
Sell out.
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around in a little bit.
You go back to Aspen.
Like being chief of police.
Yeah, why don't you?
Okay, I'm going back
That's called
to
the drop third strike.
At this time, how about stay?
Your spares today, guys, include Kevin Gamble, 54. Part of the Brad Lojas, Roy Marble, Iowa Hawkeyes squad.
Iowa team, yeah. They knocked off the Sooners.
Pat Henkin, 51.
1996.
Nice.
The reason I know this is because last night I read a story about just how he won the Cy Young in 1996 and what a big part Charlie O'Brien, Bob.
Wow.
Was a bat.
Charlie O'Brien hit me a birthday home run one time. How about that?
Were you sick
Wouldn't
in the
have
hospital?
Won it without him.
What's that?
And he freely admits it.
Was I sick in the hospital?
Like Babe Ruth.
No, I was just at the game and he hit me a home run.
Okay, well, all right.
I felt like it was dedicated to me. I don't know if he knew that. Gilbert Perreault.
Yeah, bark like a dog.
I'll forward you that story, Bob.
Okay, yeah, please. Gilbert Perreault is 69.
Nice.
Blair Rasmussen, 57.
Very nice.
Of the pole.
Could he play in today's NBA?
Has there ever been an NBA that he could play in?
Do you think he would be an intimidating rim runner in today's game?
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
And 53 years old, fresh out of prison, Rumeal Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
What's his bit?
I think he robbed his mom of a ton of money or something.
Well, she should have just given it up.
I think...
You don't have to rob your mom. That's your money.
Right. You lived in her.
Like he
persuaded his. All you got to do is kill her.
He persuaded his adoptive mother to take out a second mortgage on her house.
She shouldn't have fallen for it.
Yeah, you know what? When you're not related, you can go to jail for that.
Man, the great
dead on this day, still dead. Eddie Guerrero, Ty.
Oh, one of the greats. I met his daughter.
Tyler, what say you? Regarding this.
Not fine.
Oh, hey, Bob and Jake and Killer. Yeah. Listen to the next segment because you're involved in it. And screw you.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Entertainment.